The new state of Serbia and Montenegro is only 1 week old, but because of failed elections Sunday in Montenegro, neither of the two former Yugoslav republics has an elected president. Daniel Serwer of the U.S. Institute of Peace says the failure of the election in Montenegro is unfortunate but not disastrous. In a repeat of an earlier election and of two failed ballots in Serbia, turnout failed to reach the required 50% electoral threshold. Government institutions in both republics, says Mr. Serwer, are probably strong enough to deal with some temporary instability. The new looser union of the two former Yugoslav republics is unpopular in both Serbia and Montenegro. It was imposed on reluctant politicians in Belgrade and Podgorica by the European Union, which wants to hold Serbia and Montenegro together.
Well, Serbia and Montenegro are like a couple that's lived apart for 3 years. It's going to try reconciliation, and neither one is very satisfied with the precise conditions, but they're supposed to give it a try, and I think they will give it a try.
The mostly ceremonial president for the combined state will be chosen by the new parliament. Formation of Serbia and Montenegro leaves Yugoslav President Vojislav Koštunica without a job. Mr. Serwer, just back from Belgrade, says Mr. Koštunica may be in danger of losing his electoral popularity. He says Mr. Koštunica's political rival, Serbian Prime Minister Zoran Djindjic, benefits from the formation of the new union.
Djindjic has won a big battle, and until now, reform has been stalemated, largely because of the distraction of the Koštunica-Djindjic fight. Now Zoran Djindjic is entirely responsible for carrying reform ahead, and there's no longer the excuse of the internecine squabbling.
Mr. Serwer says the most pressing needs are reform of the security services and the judiciary. The expectation, he says, is that reform will now move ahead quickly. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.